May the quickening and awakening of consciousness begin with you and your own personal evolution in higher consciousness. Thanks again for listening to Cosmic Love.
Howdy, howdy. Howdy, howdy. This is the Cosmic Cowboy with Cosmic Love for Saturday, November 4th, 2023. And today I'll be reporting from the front lines of the global revolution in higher consciousness. So buck up, buckaroo, brace yourself for a wild ride on an unbroken war horse that keeps throwing off the white hats. Now, if that's too many mixed metaphors for you, then just hold on to your hat, because the black horse of economic chaos is bucking furiously. But first, a cosmic weather report. At the time of the show today, there's a lot of creative tension in the quantum field of global humanity. The astrology psychology being blessed, you might say, or at least energized by the sun in Scorpio, which is square the moon in Leo. And both are semi-square Venus. A little creative tension there. And the sun is also opposite Jupiter, and both are square the moon. So the way I read all that creative tension in the quantum field of Earth is that the real horror show of Halloween this year has been in our face with the bombing of thousands of women and children in the Gaza concentration camp. Now, the good news is, beyond all that death and hell, is that there's a grand Earth trine right now between Uranus, Pluto, and Venus, and that grand trine is in a kite pattern with Venus as the focus in polarity with Neptune in Pisces. Now, I know that's a lot of astrology gobbledygook for some of you, but this is, if you understand, you know, the language of a geometrically ordered divinity and the fractal order of the holographic universe, and how the geometry of these energetic coordinates interface to basically shape the quantum field of our consciousness, you know, mass psychology, then this is one way of seeing that global humanity is having a big test of love right now. And given enlightened vision, you know, cosmic love, a free people will always choose love, peace, and prosperity rather than endless hate, war, and austerity. So that's my story, and I'm sticking to it. So here we go today as I discuss three recent newsletters, which I'm now publishing on Substack. I did a big switch over publishing on Substack this last month, and had to migrate thousands of emails from one platform to another, but I'm going to be going into these three newsletters, you know, you might say cussing and discussing, you know, the good and the bad and everything in between. With these three newsletters, first one is going to be Diffusing War Mania in the Media. Now, I published this, October 24th. And I've updated it numerous times since then. There's a lot of stuff in here that was updated after I published the original. Those who follow my writings publishing know that I will upgrade videos and articles and cartoons to the original piece that I post, usually within a few days as people send them to me, that's related to the theme that I'm discussing and publishing. So this first one's called Diffusing War Mania in the Media, because obviously, if you remember, here about 10 days ago, there was a lot of, and there still is, a lot of crazy war mania. And there was a positive thought form graphic, infographic at the top of this article that had the caption that the awakening is going mainstream and they can't stop it. It was kind of a spiral staircase going up into heaven, you might say, with that graphic. And let's just hold the thought form of an upward spiral going viral, so to speak. Excuse the viral expression metaphor. But anyway, the objective of this article is kind of diffusing the Israeli war false flag and the understanding that But this compendium of articles and videos was published since the Israelis' 9/11 false flag. When was that? Back on October the 7th. With emphasis on a few of the most brilliant truth tellers in American independent media explaining the situation as a false flag, why this was quote unquote Israel's 9/11 false flag. So when Christians, Muslims, and Jews finally awakened to how they've been played, now just as with the 9/11 false flag debacle, they'll see through the deep state devolution that makes a killing, creating and managing global disease, war, and population control. And so this, the deep state downward spiral is clearly in our face, depressing the collective consciousness of global humanity with the creation and management of war, disease, death, and hell. And of course, their objective of population control. So getting past that, the whole truth has a liberating influence, you know, more light and love, easier and faster. You know, folks, you know, I just off the top, I mean, I'm getting this. There's so much crisis in the world right now. And it's very difficult to be centered and connected like the center of the hurricane. You got the all-seeing eye of harmonious calm, you know, and you got the eye of the hurricane. And when you get off the center of being philosophically centered and connected and balanced, you get in the swirl of all the inanity and insanity in the world. And the whole intention, you know, with these publications I do, and quite often I call them a love sandwich because I try to have light and love on the front end, the back end, and in between I have, you know, some strong meat, you know, some things are really going on that you can, you know, food for thought that you can chew seriously and hopefully digest an understanding of what's really going on in the world so that your prayers and invocations can be more powerful. You know, the more specific your invocations of, you know, light and love and invoking light and love, you know, your ruby ray guns into the cause and core of all death and hell on the planet, you know, you can transmute at all cause of act record memory, you know, clear the record of all that's less than light and be clear and help others be clear of all the downward spiral stuff and basically resurrect your energies in an upward spiral. So new readers that are on my Substack list are finding that I've been curating independent media from a, you know, from a cosmic love perspective for decades. I've been doing the show for 15 years, you know, basically reporting on current events, you know, with my weekly newsletters and podcasts. So my intent is to give readers a front row seat to the most dramatic events of your lifetime. So I do this research for myself, you know, enlightened self-interest to know what's really going on. And then I share it with you. So there are benefits to great awakening with views from enlightened people in the news. This is what I do. I curate, you know, the news and find, you know, some of the best and brightest on the internet. Then, you know, different people, when they're hot, they're hot. When they're not, they're not. And if I find someone that, even if he's a relative unknown, that's really on a tear as far as truth telling, you know, in a really good way, then, you know, then I'll provide that, you know, I'll publish that. So there are benefits to this. And, you know, many readers share this newsletter with their network, Culturing Social Conscience and the World Wide Web of Enlightened Interactive Social Media. So this first newsletter, I'm emphasizing three videos. And the first one's by Bruce Lipton, who's really, he's a brilliant, guy's brilliant. He's like, he's freaking genius, you know. I mean, when I say that, he's explained the whole science of epigenetics and the power of belief. You might say the placebo effect rather than the nocebo effect. The placebo effect of basically, you know, what we believe we make manifest, you know, and that's what influences with epigenetics. They now know that this is what influences the genetics, not things from the environment so much and not from your past, you know, your genes, your past DNA record, but how you manifest that in the present and how that anchors energy into the physical, into your genetics, and into your behavioral patterns. So this is a great video by Bruce Lipton to begin with. Basically, it says, you know, the theme is it's regarding the Israeli-Palestine conflict and as a crossroad for humanity and how humanity must prevail, our true humanity. And what, I mean, it's, he goes on to explain that war does not determine who is right. War determines who is left. And he goes on to say the world is currently trying to come to terms with the inhumane atrocities carried out by both sides of the Israeli-Palestinian conflict. Around the globe, citizens are rallying in concerted effort to bring an end to the barbaric nature of planetary violence and endless war. On the horizon, I see an opportunity is now arising wherein global civilization is once again coalescing and demanding an end to war. So that's the video by Bruce Lipton. Highly recommend that. That's got some parts to it that are just truly brilliant as far as an enlightened understanding of collective global humanity and how the natural state of humanity is humane treatment of each other, loving kindness, and how, you know, that's the solution in a nutshell, you know, how to involve and evolve our individual and collective conscience with a capital C, you know, as in social conscience and our social networks. That is the shaming and judgment of all that's less than light and love and peace and Aquarian principles of community and civility. So the second video is published back October 14th by Middle Nation. Now, this is a brilliant guy. He's one of the most brilliant reality. It's a brilliant reality report to the Israeli people from a guy that I believe he is an Arab. He's an Arab, but, you know, he could be a Palestinian. He could be, you know, as far as I know, he could be Jewish, as far as I know. I don't know. All I know, the guy's brilliant. One of the most brilliant raps I've ever heard on the situation of the Israeli-Palestinian situation. And one of the points he makes in here is the argument is that this is the same argument can be made for eliminating dual Israeli citizenship for U.S. Congress critters, as in Israel, dual citizenship. You know, which country are they serving in the U.S. Congress when they have dual citizenship, Israel or the U.S.? And you've got a lot of, so to speak, the Zionists in Congress that are serving Israel first. They're Israel firsters. And yet they're, so to speak, serving the American people. So this is a conflict of interest, a core conflict of interest. I've gone into it in previous articles, the understanding of political Zionism and the oxymoron called Christian Zionism. And if you haven't got into that article, I provide links in the content. Now, I think the next three pieces I'm doing with the understanding of what political Zionism is. Now, that's a compendium with videos and articles that's brilliant. I highly recommend reviewing it. If you haven't seen it recently, I've added videos and articles. I've done that compendium, worked on that compendium over the last 10 years of the best and brightest luminaries on the internet in the world that I've been able to find, with cartoons, infographics, videos, and articles on what the real story is behind political Zionism and how that's influencing the whole Middle East situation right now. So that's that second video. Third video is an emergency weekend edition. This was from Mike Adams, and he's interviewing Jeffrey Prather. Both of them are brilliant in their understanding of the geopolitics, and it's like an intelligence analysis. Basically, it's explaining how Israel was ordered to stand down to allow Hamas to attack. And again, both of these guys are brilliant. I've vetted their stuff many times. This was, I think, a really important one. Jeffrey Prather, I have been following his newsletters for years. I mean, for years I've been getting his newsletter. It's exceptional intelligence, so I highly recommend that. So I've got a lot of material to go through, so I'm not going to dwell on a lot of this. Again, these are all archived. If you haven't seen these articles, they're archived at the HeartCom Network, and specifically the 2000 23 Mainstream Awakening series. That's the 2023 Mainstream Awakening series. If you just Google that, it will come up with all the archived newsletters I've done this year. And these are some of the three most recent ones. So there's another article here on some other shocking news intelligence regarding the Gaza hospital attack. Some of you know about this. This was an article, in-depth article, goes into this by Peter Myers. He has a newsletter. And if you scroll down near the bottom of that newsletter, you have in-depth stuff that explains that that Gaza hospital that was attacked, the absence of craters in that hospital attack proves it was a MK-84 guided airburst bomb that was provided by the U.S. and delivered by Israel. Hundreds of women and children who were sheltering in the open courtyard were incinerated. So the mask is off the U.S.-Israel monster of genocidal intent for all the world to see. And believe me, the repercussions of this are going worldwide. The world is kind of in shock right now. This is so outrageous. It's like beyond the pale. You know, it's not for the faint of heart to even just consider that this level of genocide is going on in our face in the collective consciousness of humanity right now. It's spiritual warfare that's corrupting conscience. Now, I'm going to explain something here that's extremely controversial. And some people will have real problem with what I'm going to go into because they haven't researched this. They don't know about this. But I'm going to give a backstory here that explains how most Christians in America are not aware of the Zionist infiltration of Christian conscience with the big lie, as is taught from the pulpit in most of the Christian churches in America. Now, for those who read my previous newsletter, you know, on the globalists busted, I actually went into this more, but I'm going to do an overview of this now. You may know from that article why millions of U.S. Christian Zionists, that's an oxymoron, Christian Zionists, and Zionists in both political parties support the Zionist state of Israel. It's important to understand how our Judeo-Christian heritage has been hijacked by political Zionism to create the oxymoron known as quote-unquote Christian Zionism, you know, the Zionist BS or belief system, BS, that was published as the Scofield Reference Bible back in 1909 and taught by Christian theologians for more than a century to convince about 60 million U.S. Christians of the Zionist BS that the political state of Israel is now God's chosen people. So the untold story of Christian Zionism's rise to power in the United States is told in this article, mintpress.news. And if you seriously read this article in good conscience, I provide the link to that. You can read this. You'll realize the genesis of the great deception of the American conscience, Christian conscience in America, that challenges the great awakening and enlightenment at the cusp of Aquarius. You know, this is you might say this is spiritual warfare, in the collective conscience of humanity, you know, the spirit that matters, you know, Christhood versus virtually the Antichrist, the big lie, the deception that calls evil good. So the Scofield Bible, you know, understanding this, he did these annotations in the Bible, in the Scofield Bible that was taught by seminarians, you know, in for the last 100 years, you know, to the Christian fundamentalists. And among Scofield's many annotations are claims that have since become foundational to this oxymoron called Christian Zionism, such as Scofield's annotation of Genesis 12:3, chapter 3, saying that those who curse Israel, interpreted by Christian Zionists to mean the state of Israel since its founding in 1948, will be cursed by God, and those that bless Israel will similarly be blessed. Now, this is the big lie. But Genesis 12:3 was not talking about the modern state of Israel since its founding in 1948. But this is what they've tried to do. They've tried to co-opt core Christian theology principles and co-opt it, you know, to basically invert it and subvert it and pervert it to make it out to be a, the modern political state of Israel is the blessed Israel, you know, God's chosen people. So there's a lot of people who have sounded off on this deception. One of the most brilliant ones is Pastor Chuck Baldwin. You know, on the Scofield Bible Deception, there's an article on that explaining why 80% of Christian evangelicals in America today believe the Zionist blasphemy, and it is blasphemy. It's calling evil good, folks. I mean, the best quote I've found on this is Johann Goethe, the German guy, philosopher, who said that, quote, "The truth has been kept from the depth of their minds by masters who rule them with lies. They feed them on falsehoods till wrong looks right in their eyes." So this is big shock to the collective conscience of global humanity. The insanity, the inanity that's going on in the mainstream, the lamestream media, and what's going on in Israel right now is just, again, beyond the pale. I mean, it's beyond any kind of moral. I mean, the high moral ground is entirely absent. And there is a great awakening going on, as I mentioned at the beginning of this diffusing war. You know, the great awakening, you know, it can't be stopped. It's gaining momentum. The last 3 years has awakened more people than the last three decades. You know, this whole COVID thing and Ukraine thing, people are waking up. And in the last 3 months has awakened more people than the last 3 years. I mean, there's an acceleration going on for those who have their, you know, basically finger on the pulse of the collective consciousness, who have been following at least, you know, my postings, articles, compendiums, newsletters on this. I'm, you know, the stuff I'm publishing, the brilliant stuff that's coming out each week now. It's like, again, 3 months ago, it was like once a month, compared to, you know, once a week. I mean, as things have accelerated that much. So the last 3 months, again, it was awakened more people in the last 3 years. The quality of stuff that's coming out that I've been able to put into these compendiums, these newsletters, there's a brilliance, there's an enlightenment, there's an awakening that's, again, more people that have been following my stuff from what I'm hearing from people. There's a lot of people on my newsletter list that tell me that, you know, they don't, and they've shared with me that they don't watch or, you know, the TV or listen to the radio because there's so much propaganda. But those who've been following, you know, some of the best and brightest on the internet that I've been publishing and sharing, that there's like an acceleration of awakening to this, the cause and core issues, and a raising of vibration to hold the balance for those who are really struggling in the lower vibrations. And this is what goes on, you know, and this is Dr. Hawkins, you know, The Power Versus Force, where he explains that those who vibrate the higher frequencies of Christic love, compassion, holy compassion, and enlightened joy and peace hold the balance for tens of thousands of people that are vibrating at lower frequencies. This is, again, in the quantum field. This is quantum conscience. You know, some people call it the higher self, the quantum the quantum Christ consciousness, the collective Christ consciousness, the second coming of Christ is in the collective consciousness. We're not full blown into Aquarius yet. There's a lot of people that are struggling in the lower dimensions, you might say, the lower frequencies of doubt and fear. You know, the old dregs of Piscean doubt and fear. A lot of people are struggling through that. They're like sloshing through the effluvia of all the records, you know, in our social, political, and economic institutions and the social discourse that is not, it's not social, there's very little grace in a lot of social discord. And there's a lot of discord in the social discourse, let me put it that way. So holding the balance for that, you know, being able to maintain, sustain a higher state of peace and equanimity is really critical. And, you know, I'm going to go back to this point. If you truly understand political Zionism and the oxymoron they call Christian Zionism, you have already transcended the big lie that talks peace and prosperity, but walks war and austerity. You know, the fork tongue, two faced snakes and serpents out there on the world scene, you know, they don't walk the talk. They talk peace and prosperity, and, you know, and but they don't create it. They It's like the dialectic where they create and manage crisis, war, disease, death, and hell. And they do this on purpose, to basically the dark side of the force, materialism. You know, basically what they do is to create and manage, you know, endless war and disease because they're profiting from it. They're virtually making a killing. And we know that by now. So how to maintain above that, you know, how to be clear of all that BS, that belief system, and then just clearly ask her, well, you know, what would Jesus do? I mean, is it true that the unbiased initiative of pure intention and enough good people worldwide can resurrect humanity? And most people would go, well, yes. And are you aware that pure intention will focus attention with love retention for one's ascension in a higher dimension of full spectrum comprehension? Well, yes. And would you agree that the full spectrum light of God, love, source, I am, will always and always prevail in the larger scheme of eternal progression? Well, I hope so. You know, and I love the quote by Walt Whitman in this regard. And there's an infographic with a beautiful picture of Rose. And the quote from Walt Whitman is, I swear to you, there are divine things more beautiful than words can tell. So that reminded me of this beautiful picture of a rose, one of the 60s, 70s expressions of the hippies, yippies, and zippies was make love, not war. Make love. Now, the higher the concept of love, the greater the results. So the love model, as far as geometrically ordered divinity, the, you know, circle, triangle, square, the love frame of reference for the constitution of God, love, conscience, you know, is what I'm referring to. People that follow my material, my writings, and know by now that that's what I'm referring to, and that the solution to Earth's existential crisis, you know, the psychopaths running the nut house, is simply a high state of conscience, as in conscientious common sense, to assist, you know, the great awakening drama, to help other people as they, you know, wake up, wise up, and rise up. So I love the little infographic here of it looks like a squirrel, and he's got his hands up, hold, and he's looking up to heaven, and he's saying, thank you, Lord. As the world gets crazier, the nuts get easier to find. I don't know if that's true, you know, why the squirrel would be so grateful because he can find the nuts because the world is crazier. But I think that's a statement as to that a lot of people, as they wake up, they're finding they're freaking psychopathic nuts, you know, in, you know, that are in our social, political, and economic institutions that are inverting, subverting, and perverting, you know, the first principles of, you know, of our constitutional republic. So that's going on, you know, and of course the intent is mediation methods to mitigate the mania with vision, virtue, valor, and victory, with a high state of love, you know, conscientious common sense, universal law, language, Aquarian quantum age precepts, you know, pure geometry thought forms as geometrically ordered divinity, you know, God love constitution with universal light language for effective sensory perception by way of interactive TLC, 5D TLC, telecommunion, telecom, telecommunity, teleconscience, telecare, and the next telecommerce economy. Now, all those TLCs are hyperlinked in the copy that have full articles on each of those dimensions of 5D TLC, you know. So we're talking about the, you know, the HeartCom, HeartWare connection that we're involving and evolving common sense, unity in our diversity, you know, introducing a simple yet effective process of cooperative communication coordination for interactive global telecom unity, telecommunity, unity, and diversity for mediating, culturing, social conscience, and are all connected in global social networks. Now, I don't know, maybe you want to slow this down, you know, as you're listening to it, if you can. I'm going through it pretty fast because I got a lot of stuff to cover, and one of which I provide links on it, the Heartware Project. And you can go to the Heartware Project in the content at the bottom of this article, Diffusing War. and the hardware project as far as a universal law language interface for global, TLC, 5D, TLC, telecommunity, teleconscience, telecare, telecommerce, etc. And I highly recommend if you want to take a deep dive into that those TLC dimensions, those articles, and those hot links in the newsletter, will provide you some, you know, exploring inner space. I mean, this is the big shift into Aquarius. We're moving from, you know, the last frontier from outer space to inner space, you know, our collective consciousness. So I'm going to go right into now the second article. This is a more an in-depth thing and pretty intense. This is some strong meat, folks. You know, this is in the love sandwich. You know, I mean, again, there's light and love on the front and the back end. But in the meantime, you know, we're slogging through this 3D reality right now and trying to keep a 5D perspective on things, you know, 5D TLC. You know, when you're in the unity conscience, it's like the center of the hurricane. You know, it's like the peace, harmonious calm at the center of the hurricane. You know, and you got all this inanity and insanity swirling around us in the lamestream media these days. And it's freaking a lot of people out. You know, if they get caught up in that swirl, you know, it's like death and hell in a sense. So how to hold the balance for that is how to be philosophically centered and connected to where, you know, the peace, the joy, the light, love, the wisdom, power, the power of wisdom with love, you know, that centering threefold flame in balance is the being centered and connected. And then from that perspective, you can, what I'm going to be going through is just happening. It's just the justice that just is. It's for our awakening. It's like the test that's best to wake people up. Sometimes it takes a freaking 2x4 upside the head to get our attention because we get stuck in negativity, you know, and habits, stuck in, you know, S-I-N, stuck in negativity. It's like that's the real sin. When you're stuck in negativity, you know, when you're stuck and you can't, I mean, if you do what you've always done, you get what you've always got. And when you're stuck, it's like an endless loop, you know, the Groundhog Day effect, you know, where it just keeps repeating in that movie Groundhog Day. You know, it's like the record just keep skipping and you keep, you know. So how to get off that and get centered and connected. Of course, the test, you know, that global humanity is facing right now as we move into Aquarius. So this article, one, is the stock market about to tank? I published this about a week ago. It was October 28th. It was a full moon eclipse. Remember that eclipse, full moon eclipse? Well, that's when I published this. And it was, you know, it's like the eclipse of the light of the sun. The eclipse of that light is what we're seeing in the world at this time. And I say at the beginning of this article that the U.S. stock market is the archetype of worldly values of profit, prestige, and power. And those values are now tanking because the spirit that matters above all is lacking. So I go on to say that consider the modern day allegory of the book of Revelation in light of current events. I mean, are the parallels just coincidence or is there some truth to it? For example, witness the mockery of the spiritual gold standard of America's Judeo-Christian heritage that blessed the world before becoming materialistic, militaristic, and atheistic. The currency of conscience has been corrupted. 3 years of world-changing crisis from COVID to Ukraine and now Israel has shown global humanity that we, the people, are under attack by the corporatocracy on trumped-up emergency steroids. Now, some people would say the issue is corporatocracy. Other people would say the core issue behind the corporatocracy that's running the corporatocracy is political Zionism. And again, if you haven't read the link on that compendium that I've done over the last 10 years on political Zionism, highly recommended. So in either regard, whether you call it corporatocracy and or political Zionism, it's all, you know, based on, you know, trumped up emergency steroids for emergency war powers, emergency powers that can suspend our constitutional freedoms and basically sustained tyranny. So Wall Street, if you think about this now, I'm going to take you through the steps here. Wall Street made a killing on COVID by way of the longtime leader in profits, in Wall Street profits, which is Big Pharma, the medical industrial complex. The profits by creating and managing disease with no incentive to prevent disease for lifelong, you know, health. So, I mean, how many people go to their doctor for lifestyle changes and nutritional supplements to build their health and prevent disease? Does anyone do that? We have a backward system. It's a disease care system we call healthcare. You know, we don't get any training, you know, how to build health and prevent disease, basically, you know, other than the four food group that's sponsored by the food industry, you know, that's laced with sugars and chemicals, and that's okay, and that's the ones they recommend until you get sick, and then the medical industrial complex makes a killing on the disease. But even worse than that is the issue of the incentivized mass murder of children with vaccines. $40,000 per every 100 babies injected with deadly vaccines. That's the incentives that pediatricians are getting for injecting babies with vaccines that are toxic. And that's a 5-minute video by the Reese Report. It's a shocker. I mean, this is shocking stuff. I've been talking about it for years as a naturopath. I raised my kids with homeopathics and, you know, nutritionals. Very rarely got sick and recovered quicker when they did because they had a strong immune system. But to kids these days, they're getting like 48 vaccines before like they're even teenagers, you know. And children, I mean, it's just babies are getting, what is it, dozens now of vaccines before like they're 3 years old? And it's incentivized. And you watch this video explaining how pediatricians are incentivized to inject babies with these toxic vaccines that inadvertently create the disease. And, of course, the real issue, the real money is not in the vaccines. And this is Robert F. Kennedy Jr. explaining this in his book. He's written two books now. But this one, he explains that this is a quote from Robert F. Kennedy Jr., says that they're making $50 billion a year selling the remedies for the injuries caused by vaccines. So the real money's not in the vaccines. They make, $6-7 billion a year with the vaccines and $50 billion a year selling the remedies for the injuries caused by the vaccines? Think about this, folks. It's coming out. The lamestream media is covering this up. People that have been following my stuff know this. I mean, those have been, when I say reading, you know, I've been reporting on this weekly for years. And some people want to know. Some people just don't want to know. They just don't want to believe that the doctors don't care for them. They do care for them. And a lot of doctors are programmed. They think some of them actually believe that they're doing more good than harm. And in some cases, they do. But as far as the mass drugging of America, I mean, I may sound like a medical heretic, but as far as the mass drugging of America and then the side effects from those drugs with other drugs to treat those side effects until most seniors are walking pharmacy with between 8 and 12 prescriptions if they're over 60 years old. That's common in America. And this is what's made the pharmaceutical stocks the darling of the institutional investors in America, you know, and your pension funds, you know, most of those are in pharmaceutical stocks because they just keep making more and more profits and the pressure to create profits is what goes into the vaccines, which basically creates the disease for more drugs to treat the side effects for more profits. It's freaking insane and it's killing us. So now think about this also. Wall Street also made a killing on Ukraine. I mean, big war in the military-industrial complex is like the medical-industrial complex. The military-industrial complex profits by creating and managing war with no incentive to prevent war for lasting a peace. That's where the big money is, folks. It's not in preventing. It's not in peace. There's too many people making profiting from war and disease. So I'm going into the third black horse of the apocalypse here, and there's a quote in Revelation chapter 6, verse 5. It says, quote, when he broke the third seal, I heard the third living creature saying, come. come. And says, I looked, and behold, a black horse, and he who sat on it had a pair of scales in his hand. So now we can see the third black horse of the apocalypse following the first horse of plague and the second horse of war, bringing the balance scales of justice for all the disease, war, and unabashed genocide, bombing civilians imprisoned in a walled concentration camp in Gaza. This is what we're seeing now, folks. I mean, this has been going on since October 7th. So the currency of collective conscience is depressed. This is the issue. The currency of collective conscience is under assault, is beat down, it's depressed. This currency of conscience has been corrupted by the fake Federal Reserve money changers who are not fedical, are now losing global reserve status. So the economy, now this is kind of counterintuitive. If you don't understand how the collective consciousness is tied to the economy, and when the collective consciousness is depressed, typically the stock market would be depressed. As the stock market is depressed, collective consciousness is depressed. But it's kind of counterintuitive what we've seen the last few weeks, that the stock market has been surging because of people that are investors are saying, get into war stock. We got war coming. War is building. Get into war stocks. Invest in your war stock because they're going to go up. And this is what they do. So the stock market goes up. It's counterintuitive. Now, of course, it's like shooting yourself in the foot, because the war destroys the infrastructure of civility and civilization and depresses, creating more austerity, more poverty, more suffering. And I mean, just, it's a self-destructive process. So, but understanding, you might say the third horse, the apocalypse, the black horse, and this is a metaphor, I'm going to go into this with a video that explains how and why it's just a metaphor, but beware of the banksters behind all wars in history. And this is the next video. Beware of the banksters behind all wars in history. And as you watch this video, keep in mind that the Rothschild sponsorship of political Zionism is the Israeli state. Rothschild financed the Israeli state, was behind the creation of the Balfour Agreement and the politics and economic, Israeli states would been bought and paid for by the Rothschilds. And what's happening there. And, and this video on how all wars are banker wars by Michael Rivero, highly recommend it. It goes into more of this understanding. And it's about an hour long, but so I'd watch at least the first and last part. This explains the black horse, and you might say in terms of the metaphor of the corruption disruption. All the disruption and the corruption of this black horse for the economy and the consciousness. And this is, once you understand the banksters and how they have inverted, subverted, and perverted value in the economy whereby our institutions are creating and managing war and disease for profit that's killing us. And if you don't understand that, then you don't understand, how the banksters, you might say, their economic system is corrupt, is disintegrating right now. It's in a very rapid self-destruct course. And this is a huge issue. We're going to be seeing more of it. So I highly recommend checking out that video to, for those who aren't up on the Federal Reserve. I'm saying there's warning signs with the economy, with the wild swings in the stock market. We're seeing it go, it's surging, with the war stocks, people investing in war just for the profit of it, because that's where the money is. It's known conclusively that the incineration of hundreds of women and children seeking shelter in the Gaza hospital courtyard was done by an American guided missile bomb verified that with the newsletter from Peter Myers. There's a video, a two-minute video on the Israeli genocide of Palestinians. I mean, it's so outrageous. I really don't recommend you even watch this video if you want to, you know, just, I mean, it's just out and out. I mean, it's like bombing, you know, women and children that are huddling, you know, supposed, you know, in places where they're safe, you know, hospitals, camps for people that have no place else to go, and then they're bombing those. So this interface Holocaust has gone viral all over the internet. And so it's over for trust in the U.S. or the U.S. economy. People of the world, you know, common people, the 99%, they're looking at this and saying, America is sick. They're making a killing. They're profiting. Their stock market's going up, you know, as they invest in more war stocks to create more bombs to blow them up and make profit on, you know, the more jets that are delivering the bombs, U.S. jets, U.S. bombs. I mean, it's like, so let's face it, you know, wholesale blatant genocide of civilians is an unabashed war crime that is shredding the very fabric of our collective sense of humanity and goodwill. And this is not just morally bankrupt. I mean, it reflects on current U.S.-Israel policies in the world community. I mean, the U.S. gives more foreign aid to Israel than any other country, and they use it to get U.S. bombs and U.S. jets to massacre civilians in a giant concentration camp of 2.2 million people, you know, surrounded by high walls so they can't escape. I mean, this represents bankrupt Wall Street valuation, making a killing on global disease, war, and murderous genocide. It's got to end. God won't be mocked. It's coming down one way or the other, sooner or later. I mean, this is pathological insanity, folks. And these are forces of death and hell that have hijacked core institutions in America, the healthcare system. You know, the media has been hijacked, you know, by these special interests. I mean, the media is owned by the corporatocracy, who's making a killing on all of this. So, I mean, could such planetary atrocities bankrupt Wall Street? I mean, these forces, they want war, as explained by Mike Adams in his video, and I'm going to get into it. But I'm coming down. I'm going to have to move through this pretty fast. I mean, this planetary atrocity, is this going to bankrupt Wall Street? Is it going to collapse? I mean, should it? And at this point, much of the civilized world hopes so. You know, what's it going to take to stop? What's it going to take to stop this insanity? So I put in this was about 10 days ago, and I said, beware of Black Monday through to Halloween. This was the Monday following the weekend that I published this. I just figured, and my read on this was that this evil was so evil is that people would shun Wall Street, and that the paper dollar's value would, you know, disintegrate, you know, because it lacks the golden rule, you know, value of Christian civility, that the value of gold and silver would skyrocket and shift to the BRICS gold standard, and the BRICS gold standard, you know, the BRICS as far as the British, Russia, India, China, South Africa, you know, the alliance, and then there's what about 60 nations in the global South, there in the East that are aligned with the BRICS. Now, this is where it's going, and it's going to, you know, so we're going to see this collapse sooner or later. But in the meantime, like I say, it's counterintuitive. The stock market's been going up because people are investing in war stocks, you know, for more bombs and profiteering from bombs. It's just, this is the craziness. So beware of all the biblical BS as a self-fulfilling prophecy. There's a lot of biblical BS going around as far as the four horsemen of the apocalypse. That's just it's like that story in the Bible. It's like, it's a metaphor. It's exquisite metaphor. You can, it's got a lot of energy behind it because people have been reading it and interpreting it in a certain way. But a lot of the interpretations by fundamentalist Christians and the Christian Zionists is all wrong. And there's a video, it's a five-minute video, it's a brilliant video by Greg Reese. And then again, skip to the bottom, this compendium, and you can watch that video. It's really brilliant, and I highly recommend it. And it helps get the big picture of what's really going on right now. So I mean, what the bottom line is, like, what does it take to wake people up? I mean, the Zionist state of Israel is not the friend of the family of mankind in our global village. I mean, in a sense, we're all Palestinians now. What they're doing to people of Palestine with impunity is what the Zionists will do to the people of the world. That's their way of saying, this is who we are. This is what we do. We'll do this to a people in a concentration camp, and we're creating a digital gulag for you with CBD currencies and a new banking system that we want with the social credit system, so we can do this to you if you step out of line. That's the message, folks. I mean, and I like what Chuck Baldwin said about all this. He said, quote, from day one, meaning December 1947, Zionist Israel has not been held accountable for a single act of criminality, murder, torture, ethnic cleansing, the violation of human rights, or even the deliberate, willful attack against the people of the United States when it attacked the U.S. naval ship, the USS Liberty. Now, there's a video on that. If you haven't seen that, it's an amazing documentary on the USS Liberty and how it was attacked by Liberty. I mean, if you don't know that story, that I highly recommend you watch that video. So the U.S. is providing cover for Israeli ground invasion. At first they delayed the ground invasion so U.S. can get their deploy their Navy planes and missile defenses. Of course, they've gone ahead with the ground invasion, and it's just like a massacre. And there's a lot of war signs that are escalating. It's a power keg. I could go into that more, but there's a video by Mike Adams and Jeffrey Prather. I highly recommend you watch it. Mike Adams goes on to say, we're in extraordinary dark times. This darkness is all engineered. It's all on purpose. All our emotions are being manipulated. Atrocities are being committed on purpose for all the world to see. Against the Palestinians in particular, I've explained why they're doing this. The malefic intent of the dark side deep state is to provoke a major attack against Israel that will prompt the U.S. to attack Iran and its strong ally, Russia. The warmongers didn't get that Russia attack with the Ukraine war, so they're ginning things up with the Israeli gambit, and there's nothing Israel about it. Cartoon there, I won't even go into that. It's not that funny in the context of everything else. So anyway, this video Mike goes into with this interview of Jeffrey Prather. He explains how an ongoing kinetic conflict is being created to cover up for the larger war against all of humanity. Full spectrum dominance with digital IDs, digital passports, digital tracking and surveillance, etc., which I've been exposing since COVID happened the last 2 years. So, I mean, you know, and the irony, as Mike mentions, is that the U.S. jumps to Israel's assistance to protect their borders while our own borders are open to millions of illegals who are flooding in right now. And that's in the news a lot. It's like millions of them are flooding the borders right now. So, I mean, the big picture of this and what's really going on with fifth generation warfare, there's a video on this. This understanding of how Christianity is under attack. It's like virtually the Antichrist is in our face. It's happening in Ukraine. It's happening in America. Again, the U.S. is trying to provoke Iran into World War III, but they're trying to create a digital gulag with the digital everything. And so what they are doing to the Palestinians with, you know, it's morally bankrupt. That's their intent to do to everyone on the planet with the digital gulag, you might say, and totalitarian surveillance system. So this is all stuff that's in the works. It's not going to win. I mean, it's the last gasp of the, you know, the dragon is wounded and thrashing around, you might say, the deep state dragon. And their time is short, their fear is great, and they want everyone to be as miserable as they are. So we're in tribulations now. Be strong, folks. Take care of your body, mind, and spirit by optimizing holistic health with, you know, the pure royal jelly extract I talk about in the shows. You know, we're talking about extract from microscopic pollen grains at the source of the food chain, you know, for more energy, for vitality of spirit, you know, neurotransmitters for the mind, brain and the mind, and for the immune system. It's like rocket fuel. Then again, I'm making a disclaimer here, no medical claims are made, but this stuff is used worldwide by MD immunologists and immunologists and oncologists in drip IVs, not orally. So Swedish pollen extract is what sponsors the show. I hope you have a chance to get some. In summary, you know, I'm you know, again, keep in mind that keep the vision, hold the vision, an enlightened vision. You know, a free people always choose love, peace, and prosperity rather than default to endless hate, war, and austerity. And without that vision, tyranny reigns and the people perish. But with holistic vision, our wholeness and healing is our blessing in and sealing in Aquarian love that is truly appealing for unity and diversity for all us united sovereigns of Earth. So I have not had a chance to get into the last part, which was the best part, the Aquarian Kingdom of Heaven formula. It's a spiritual video of the year. With all the crisis from COVID to big war, plus the wild swings in the stock market and all the wild swings of public anxiety, it's good to center with the golden rule law language for a golden age, you know, a high state Aquarian love and action. That's the formula, the Kingdom of Heaven formula that blesses and heals and seals us with the light of God, love, source, I am, that always prevails and heals all that deep state dystopia. So keep the faith, see the good. Make it so. Thanks for listening, folks. Watch that vision. I really consider it, you know, the premier best spiritual video of the year. Be a part of that formula to establish the Aquarian age. So, again, thanks for listening. By God's grace and God's time, we will meet again. Happy trails to you until we meet again. Bye for now.
Thanks for listening to this presentation on Cosmic Love. I hope you have enjoyed receiving this as much as I have enjoyed giving it. There's a new relationship with all humanity that is maturing with the new synchronicity of instant, everywhere, interactive, net reality. Cosmic Love is the heart of this synchronicity. Tools and processes that empower the wisdom of Cosmic Love is the purpose of the Worldwide Love Foundation. The family of man is now making a quantum leap into a new consciousness as never before in history. Our awareness as humankind is expanding, and the internet reflects that multidimensional expansion of consciousness into new realms of omniscience, omnipresence, and omnipotence in the power of cosmic love. This has huge implications. The more information we have, the greater the need to get it all in order. The more knowledge power we have, the greater the need for the wisdom of cosmic love. That should be common sense, and it's time to make common sense more common. If you agree that the American Revolution was huge for freedom and opportunity in the world, look what's happening to the whole world now. A new connection with cosmic love is positioning the golden rule, law, language for a golden age in our spirit, our minds, our hearts, and the soul of humanity. We're on the threshold of a global revolution that is awakening the angels of our better nature. Let's be honest and reason together. Cosmic love has always been the golden rule law language for every golden age in cosmic history. Some things don't change, only the ability of the human mind to grasp the full implications of the world in which we now live. That has changed with the internet, and like an adolescent who is not an adult yet, but not a child either, the internet is now installed, operational, and ready to take our personal and planetary consciousness to the next level. That would be cosmic love, and the foundation principles for this is the love model, a universal law language interface for net reality that represents the five-dimensional intelligence that can fulfill a global revolution in higher consciousness. Check it out for yourself. See how it works. Consider the role you can play and how you can benefit. The sooner you get the vision of this cosmic love thing, the sooner you can profit from a wholly new economy that will transform all our social networks with extraordinary abundance of everything held sacred by free people worldwide. There is a new intelligence that is defining and refining humanity's evolutionary ascent. The higher the intelligence of universal cosmic love, the greater the results. The gateway to higher consciousness is, in fact, the language of consciousness. the five-dimensional intelligence that cosmic love frames in form and frequency, as in frequently. Once you get it, how the Holy Spirit of love and action can heal our individual and collective conscience, it will become self-evident how cosmic love can nurture and culture the net reality that brings a Holy Spirit to the collective consciousness of humanity. Love heals all, always has, always will. The more cosmic and universal the vision of love, the greater the results. Welcome to the opportunity. It's time to link the light workers who are love makers. The internet now provides this opportunity for extraordinary synchronicity as will empower wisdom with cosmic love. Someone had to do it. Now you can. Network for the net worth of this new net reality. You have the vision now before you. What you do with it can change your world and the world at large. We are all co-creators in the cosmic scheme of cosmic love. The great spirit of great love is the great opportunity that genuine freedom gives all of us. Heaven knows that there is nothing more valuable than the vision of cosmic love that has found its time. Experience the Worldwide Love Foundation in your consciousness, being, and world. Care enough to share this vision of great opportunity. Step into the circle of global connection as you center and connect with the five-dimensional intelligence of cosmic love that provides the cultural DNA for a golden age on Earth. Miracles happen when cosmic love is conceived, believed, and achieved. You are that miracle when you become the cosmic love you want to see in the world. Own this vision as your own. Embrace the intrinsic virtue of cosmic love. Make the vow to do what you can because you can. Claim the victory for all mankind aspiring to live as kind men. Here's to winning from the beginning of a global revolution that will finish worldwide with the great experiment and representative government gave humanity with the American Revolution. Heaven on earth is virtually in your hands. Do you want the keys to the kingdom? Are you ready to assemble the components to the capstone of cosmic love vision? Discover the five-dimensional intelligence that will empower your own virtually untapped gifts and talents. Consider how you can make a difference, if not the difference. It's your life, your world. Take command. Give cosmic love the chance that you want for all mankind. Now you can. See for yourself. Do it for cosmic love, and heaven knows cosmic love will bless your life far beyond this one. Sooner or later, what goes around comes around. You can call that good karma, or the justice of cosmic law, or just the blessings of cosmic love. It's the same thing. The abundant life is born in abundant love. The more cosmic that love, the more abundant is your life. Personally, I can't think of anything better to do, and I hope you feel the same way. So keep in touch with cosmic love. It only gets better as you pay attention. This is how cosmic love works. Pay attention because attention pays in ways that make cosmic love the new currency for global peace and prosperity. Your attention is your consciousness. The next economy for planetary civilization will pay attention to the value of virtue, the virtue of cosmic love. The family of man and our global village must be connected to this one virtue. We must pay attention to the first principles of higher consciousness if we are to transcend the old paradigms of scarcity consciousness that scarcity economics has created. This is the whole point of cosmic love. We won't heal our personal and planetary problems with the same consciousness that created the problems. The best hope for humanity is the charity of goodwill among mankind. This is the charity of cosmic love in action. This is the Holy Spirit of cosmic love in man that raises mankind with loving kindness. I hope you appreciate this message and share it with others. That may be just your circle of influence with family and friends, or it may be every news group or blog on the internet where lightworkers and enlightened netizens, global citizens, hang out. By the grace of cosmic love, enough good people will do enough soon enough to quickly turn the tide of global consciousness from the paradigm of scarcity to the paradigm of abundance that cosmic love cultures. May the quickening and awakening of consciousness begin with you and your own personal evolution in higher consciousness. Thanks again for listening to Cosmic Love.